Exclusive: Senator Jim Banks, Trump's leadership. America First agenda brought Honda production to Indiana. By Sean Moran on March 3, 2025. Senator Jim Banks, RN, told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement that Honda's decision to bring auto production to Indiana is a prime example of President Donald Trump's leadership. Banks said, "Today's report is great news for Indiana and the country. It shows what President Trump's leadership and America First agenda can do for our country. There's going to be a lot more good news over the next 4 years." Reuters reported that the Japanese automaker will produce its next-generation Civic Hybrid in the Hoosier state. The outlet reported that the decision to bring auto manufacturing to the state was a direct result of Trump's economic policies. The change underscores how manufacturers are scrambling to adapt to U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. While several automakers have expressed concerns about the levies, Honda's move is the first concrete measure by a major Japanese car company. Japan's second-largest automaker had initially planned to manufacture the next-generation Civic in Guanajuato, Mexico, according to the Three People. Production was slated to start from November 2027, according to one of the people. It now plans to build the new Civic model in Indiana from May 2028 with an expected annual production of around 210,000, one of the people said. Honda would look to import from nations not hit by tariffs if production in Indiana falls short of demand, one of them said. Breitbart News had reported that Hyundai Motor Company and Kia aim to boost American automobile production to avoid Trump's planned auto tariffs. If they have a plant and factory here, there will be no tariff, the 47th president said in mid-February. Nissan CEO Makoto Uchida said on February 13 that Trump's tariffs could move their automobile production out of Mexico as well. Banks, during a keynote address at the American Iron and Steel Institute, explained how President Trump saved the steel industry. President Trump saved the steel industry during his first term. But over the last 4 years, we've been backsliding as China and others have punched holes in American tariffs while the Biden administration turned a blind eye, he said during the speech. He brought manufacturing back to Indiana and boosted wages for hard-working Hoosiers. Trump saved the American dream, Banks stated. In the Senate, I'm committed to doing everything I can to advance the president's America First trade agenda, the Hoosier senator said. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.